Today's show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Cortez Wealth Management, an independent fiduciary, an America First patriot, and home of the America First Retirement Plan. CortezWM.com. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Today is the fifth day of May, 2021. That's right, Cinco de Mayo. All kinds of things going on. We're going to talk to Sheriff David Clark regarding the Derek Chauvin trial. There's going to be a new trial, apparently. We will also go back-to-back with Deanna Lorraine for shots fired. And there's breaking news this morning, and it really shouldn't surprise anybody. I'm sure it doesn't surprise any of you that Facebook's oversight board held up the tech giant's decision to permanently ban President Donald Trump and terminate his right to free speech on that communist platform. The board, which is, by the way, comprised of 20 individuals, was compared by Mark Zuckerberg to the Supreme Court, and it's made up of lawyers and journalists, nonetheless. Now, let's remember, these are the platforms. These are the Silicon Valley oligarchs that are pushing all of this propaganda around the vaccine, for example, masking, encouraging lockdowns and restrictions. These are the same people that banned me yesterday for 24 hours for a post, by the way, that I made 5 months ago. They're digging all the way back in an effort to really clean it up. These are the same people that banned Dr. Jane Ruby, an international health economist, a medical expert with 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research, for simply posting an online conference for educational purposes around ivermectin. These are the platforms that will suspend, remove, or delete your account completely if you should dare question, for example, the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election, mention the ongoing audit that's taking place in Arizona, the confirmed evidence of voter fraud or widespread election tampering. If you should demand accountability or transparency, you are the enemy. You will be deleted. You will be silenced. You will be removed. Think about that. These are the, quote, free speech platforms, the largest and most popular social network in the world, where people globally connect, is controlling the narrative. And people are just okay with this. They're communists. These people are in bed with the likes of George Soros, the Rothschilds, the Obamas, the Bush family, Hollywood pedophiles. They're the propaganda communication arm, the direct feed into your brain that projects this sick agenda of the globalist elites. It protects the people that are committing the most disgusting and heinous crimes against our children. These are the people that are advocating and pushing illegal immigrants into our country, bankrupting America, promoting the packing of the high court, expanding our government with statehoods for D.C. and Puerto Rico. They're setting up these radical progressives to reign eternally, to depopulate the world, to force every global citizen into subservience and crush the independence of any once free speaking person. This isn't for hyperbole. This isn't shock value television programming. Folks, this isn't just something I say, and this isn't just an American issue that we're dealing with here in the United States. This decision by Facebook will drive fear into the international community that is watching the world's only remaining superpower go dark. And when the United States goes dark, it will be the darkest nation the planet has ever seen. Now, I haven't even gotten to the most concerning part of all of this. So while these social media platforms are pretending that your information doesn't exist and deleting it where it does, silencing political opposition, using the intelligence that they gather to then spy on you, they're also using it against you in coordination with our federal government, with our federal law enforcement agencies. People that, for example, supported President Donald Trump are being targeted. They're being hunted down, questioned, bullied, and intimidated literally by the FBI at their door, by Biden's Department of Justice. This information is being turned over to these people by the likes of Dorsey and Zuckerberg, who are, as I said, in bed with these radical progressives and work diligently every day to structure their algorithms in a way that deletes or cancels me to prop up the globalists. It's hard to believe that a claim like this could be true in America today, but it's actually well documented. Now, in a recent article by Judicial Watch, documents have now been exposed that confirm California state officials coordinated with big tech to censor Americans' election posts. Judicial Watch announced today that it received 540 pages and a supplemental 4 pages of documents from the Office of the Secretary of State of California, revealing how state officials pressured social media companies to censor posts about the 2020 presidential election. Included in these documents were misinformation briefings, emails that were compiled by communications firm called SKDK, which, by the way, lists Biden for president as their top client in 2020. Among many eye-popping examples in this article, Judicial Watch cites an email from Maria Benson. She's the director of communications for the National Association of Secretaries of State that confirms Twitter streamlined their process for government officials to report misinformation. She wrote, quote, "Great news. Twitter is now onboarding states into their mis- and disinformation partner support portal. Once onboarded, you will be able to directly report mis- and disinformation instead of having to submit it to me first," end quote. But these efforts don't just stop at Trump-supporting conservative Republicans or their election-related posts. These oligarchs specifically targeted and attacked Siaka Massaqua, who was actively working on efforts to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Think about that. The Secretary of State, who is appointed by the governor that this man was working to recall, then silenced him. He's now been placed on an extra security list for air travel. Siaka joins us now. Siaka, this is absolutely crazy.
You know, first of all, thank you for having me on, Stu.
Of course.
Appreciate it. This is crazy if it was in a movie or you're reading in the book, but what we've seen over the last 5 years, at least right in front of us, and of course, at least 20 years in our country now with different laws passed. Is it surprising? No. I just think that I'm more, since this news came out, I'm more energized because the things that I know I've talked about with my friends and I've seen on your show and other conservatives.
It verifies that you're not crazy. You look yourself in the mirror. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're like, God, am I really losing my mind? Is all of this really going on around me?
Yeah. You know, especially when you talk to friends and family. And I grew up extremely liberal, you know, so I grew up in outside of Chicago. So All those people, you know, oh, you're crazy, censorship my butt, this, that, and the other. Even talking to my mom today, and I'm telling her, there it is.
I'm being targeted by the government. I mean, it sounds like such a fringe statement to make, but
in
it's
America,
reality.
It's reality. And you know, my family is Liberian. I'm first generation. And about 6 years ago, at the end of Bush's term was the end of a 20-year civil war where they targeted people. The government targeted people there, you know. So now when we sit in this country and, you know, I saw that post and I'm like, man, from September 17th, I've been working on this recall since June of last year. So from September on, I got a $300 citation ticket that was called on me in West Hollywood by the city council because one of the sheriffs told me back in February of this year in 2021. Do I know if that's now being, as far as what I know now is that I'm on a list targeted by the Secretary of State during recall, not even a Trump thing, during a recall of the governor. I'm getting, and this is after they gave us a $600, then I get a $300 citation called on by the city council members.
Hold on a minute. You got a citation? You were sanctioned financially?
Yes.
For what?
For, they said, setting up table. On the citation itself, actually, which I have right here, sorry.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I keep it up as a reminder, but on a citation itself, what they wrote down was not having the code was not having a permit to sell. I wasn't selling anything. People were coming up to us. We were far away from the sidewalk. But, you know, I look up and now with this being revealed, I'm like, it makes sense that the city council in West Hollywood was called the sheriffs on us, directly.
When did you receive that citation?
February.
Have you already paid it? OK, so you got it back in February. Have you paid it? Have you gone to court?
Nope.
Okay, are you going to pay it?
No.
Okay. Are you going to go to court?
No, because okay. It's a citation, so they don't like.
Will they issue a warrant for your arrest or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So, because I was going to say paying that would be an admission of guilt.
Yeah, I'm not paying anything.
Okay. And if they're accusing you of selling something and you indeed were selling something, then I would encourage you to pay because I believe in the rule of law. And I believe that anybody who violates the law should be held accountable. So if you were selling something illegally, then I would expect that. But you were there setting up a table, demonstrating, expressing your right to protest peacefully by holding these efforts to recall this tyrannical governor, which, by the way, has become successful. He will face a recall election.
Yes, he will. And I think everybody who was out there, too, you know, he's at the same time, it just was announced. On May 1st, you just released 67,000 violent criminals back out into the state.
So, yeah, we reported on that here and as well as at redvoicemedia.com. And it was over 67. It was over 75. I believe it was 76,000. And these are violent criminals convicted of felonies who are in prison, who have now been released. But you know why that is? Because these people will then vote for him in this recall election.
Well, you know, actually what I found out is that they use that for the ballot harvesting, right? A lot of the stuff was going on with the election. There was a lot of these PO boxes. A lot of these felons were multiple felons on the same PO boxes. Most of these people aren't going to come out and go look to vote. But now if you have a list of addresses with 76,000 people that you can just have these mail-in ballots. So they did it here. They did it in New York. They did it in Minneapolis. Like, they've been locking black men up and they've been using their votes for a long time.
This will also be 76,000 more people to come into your neighborhoods and burn them down in the appeal trial of Derek Chauvin and the murder death of George Floyd, who we know ingested three times the lethal amount of fentanyl and meth, according to a medical expert called a coroner, a medical examiner for Hennepin County. We'll talk to Sheriff David Clark here momentarily on that and get his reaction. But none of this is unpredictable.
And those you brought, like, where they're going to be, because most of these people don't understand, like you said, they're going to come out to destroy the city. But you know where they're not going to be? They're not going to be in Brentwood. They're not going to be in Westwood. They're not going to be in Beverly Hills. They're not going to be over in Bel Air. They're going to be in those same areas that they scream over and over because of racism or because of this country's evil. That's where they're going to go. And the same areas that less cops are there because of this defund police bullcrap that they've been doing. So when we really look at what's happening, so many people have been culpable to their own demise. This is an example, and we're seeing it right now. And it's gross and disgusting, brother.
They say that ignorance is bliss, I can understand a certain part of that. There are some things I just don't want to know about. I got enough to think about every day. I don't want to hear about it. But these are things that actually affect the daily life of people that they don't understand. When somebody says, I don't want to pay attention to politics. Politics is not for me. Politics affects absolutely every single thing that you do. And when you're not paying attention, that's when these criminals run with the ball. If I'm a criminal and I'm getting ready to go inside and rob a bank, one of the first things that I might do before I get out of my vehicle carrying a gun and throw a ski mask on is I might look around to see if there's a marked patrol car in the area. And if there is, I might just wait for a minute. I mean, hello, criminals run rampant where there is no law enforcement. It's not a surprise that in these democratically controlled strongholds, like where you're from in Chicago, are running rampant with crime because there's no cops there. And the ones that are left there, even the best cops that would normally be there to run directly towards gunfire to protect you or anybody else, regardless of your skin color, regardless of all these false narratives, regardless of how you align politically, whether you're a tranny or a guy or a girl, whether you believe in God or you're a Muslim, they would be there to protect you. But you know what they're not doing now is being proactive and jumping out on bad stuff and suspicion and gangbangers and known gun carriers, because they'll be walked away from by their administration. They'll be thrown right under the bus. They'll be jailed. They'll be investigated by the Department of Justice. They'll be vilified. They'll be criminalized. They'll be demonized. Why in the world, even in the most justifiable use of force situations, these cops are being charged with crimes? Why in the world would anybody want that job?
Yeah, you saw what LeBron James did to a guy who was literally saved an innocent person's, innocent black woman.
What would LeBron James say if that girl who was going to be stabbed in the throat had been his daughter?
I wouldn't say anything because he lives out here in all white town, so he doesn't have to worry about that. So he can talk all the stuff he wants to say.
Much like Nancy Pelosi lives behind a wall, but she calls walls racist.
Yep, that BLM, the head of the BLM, you know, moving out to Calabasas. I'm close to Calabasas. It ain't too much variety in Calabasas. So, you know, let's, you know,
right
again,
next
nothing
to,
wrong with that. You do what you do. But
right next to who she claims is her sworn enemy, white people.
Yep. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. It's all a grift, man. And the problem is, like, I can always appreciate someone's hustle. The difference is it's been costing lives, and it's been costing lives from people that can't afford this. And we're here in the city. We see the homelessness in the city. I've been in California for 16 years. It's a joke, man. And it really bothers me. And now we're seeing that, like, we just want it to be better. I jokingly say, hey, after a recall, I'll do a cage match against Gavin Newsom. All proceeds go to homeless. But I don't have anything personal against this man directly, but I see this is not working for the state. Yeah. And then now you're targeting us that just want to make it better. Just want something different based on the laws of the land. It's beyond not right. You know what I mean? There's so many different words I want to say, but I'm trying to keep it PC for this at least. But it goes beyond not right, man. And these people need to be jailed for stuff like this. This is not a joke.
Well, earlier in our conversation, when you said that you were energized by some of the things that you're seeing, there's some validation, there's some vindication happening here. Yeah. You will be vindicated, and your efforts are not for naught. You know, that he will face a recall election. There are positive things that can come out of this, and I want you to stay positive.
Yes, always, brother, always. I have God on my side, so I will. But, you know, you just know that, just like you, I can tell. You have that fire inside, and sometimes when you really kind of verbalize all of it, it can be a lot. But
I understand.
I know. Yeah. I know that you know, God has this justice and truth is slow. And as we sit back, and the best thing we can do is keep our insides and our minds kind of structured properly, because they're going to throw everything they can at us, and they already have, and they keep trying.
So, young man, you speak with a lot of wisdom. C.S. Massaqua, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, Stu. I appreciate you, brother. I'll share with everybody, man. Thank you.
These people are complete tyrants, total snakes, silencing you, expecting to be able to just walk all over you without a fight back. But now you can, and you can show the world that you're fighting back, that you're not a sheeple, and that you want to step on these snakes, the newest sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, Step On Socks. Check these things out. These are designed by patriots. They are red, white, and blue. Three pairs of 100% cotton socks. These things are foot huggers, man. They are completely comfortable. You were born free, and you shall live free. And look at what's on the bottom of them. All of the names of all of the snakes that you want to step on, just $17.76. I mean, you can't get a meal at one of these drive-through cancer-spreading restaurants for $17.76, but you can get three pairs of 100% cotton Patriot-designed socks that allow you to show the world that you are stepping all over the snakes, all over the tyrants that are trying to silence and step all over you. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get three pairs for $17.76. They make a great gift idea, or you can hoard them all for yourselves, wear them inside and out. Plenty of new designs coming as well, but make sure that you get these. These are the legacy design right here. These will soon be collector's items, I promise you. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get three pairs of the highest quality socks right now for $17.76. Steponsocks.com. Again, that's steponsocks.com. We will check in with Sheriff David Clark. He will be here momentarily to talk to us about the new trial of Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. But while we're on the topic of censorship, let's talk about the real reason that big tech and the communist oligarchs of Silicon Valley are so desperately trying to silence people like me, trying to silence people like Dr. Jane Ruby, trying to silence America's frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, and all of these others that are coming forward warning people about this injection. It's because they don't want it coming to light that their plan for depopulation has been exposed. These kidnappers are on the run, and now we know their identity. The only defense against the indefensible is deletion of words, silencing of speech. You can get rid of the evidence, but not before you leave your fingerprints and not before we expose you. And Americans will find us, and they will find this information wherever we or it lands. I will not bow to any of you cowards. I will protect my fellow Americans as they are my brothers and sisters. I will protect their kids by any means necessary. The truth is gospel, and you, Zuckerberg, and you, Dorsey, cannot deny that truth. And what Zuckerberg, Dorsey, Fauci, Biden, Soros, Obama, Gates, the rest of these snakes, what they don't want you to know is the real data about this mRNA injection being falsely referred to as a, quote, vaccine. They want you to give it to your kids. They want you to do that so that the world's population will continue to decrease. Your sons and daughters will bleed unexpectedly on the brain or become tragically infertile if they make it, if they don't die after getting injected. They don't want you to know that. And that's why they hide real data, real, verifiable, and scary information that this thing will harm or kill your children if it's not shared with the world. So share this wherever you can and continue to reshare and reshare and reshare documented cases that prove that we are not conspiracy theorists that are losing our mind. We are not ingesting drugs or wearing tinfoil hats, but that we are onto them and we care about our fellow Americans no matter where on the planet they come from. If they are here, they are brothers and sisters, even if we can only identify them as theirs ID 1166062-1, 5 months old. Patient received second dose of Pfizer vaccine on March 17th while at work. March 18th, 2020, her five-month-old breastfed infant developed a rash and within 24 hours was inconsolable, refusing to eat, and developed a fever. Patient brought baby to local ER where assessments were performed. Blood analysis revealed elevated liver enzymes. Infant was hospitalized but continued to decline and passed away. VAERS ID 1199455-1, 17 years old. Patient reported difficulty breathing and chest pain, suffered cardiac arrest and death. VAERS ID 1218081-1, 17 years old. From postmortem report from the hospital, when on 4/10 of 21, she was in the process of self-catheterization and began experiencing difficulty breathing. Shortly after she collapsed and was not breathing, EMS arrived. Aside from a short period of returned pulses, she remained in PEA despite an estimated 45 to 50 minutes of resuscitation and she died. 17 years old. How about VAERS ID 1225942-1, 16 years old. Her life mattered. Patient was a 16-year-old female who received Pfizer vaccine, 319 of 21, at vaccine clinic and presented with ongoing CPR to the ED 328-21 after cardiac arrest at home. Patient placed on ECMO and imaging revealed bilateral large pulmonary embolism as likely cause for arrest. This isn't my language, folks. I'm doing the best that I can here. Their lives mattered. VAERS ID 1242573-1, 15 years old, vaccinated with Pfizer, died 4/20 of 21, 2 days after vaccination. VAERS ID 1243516-1, 16 years old. 3516-1,
hemodynamic collapse,
16 years old. Persistent cardiac arrest requiring ECMO.
Persistent cardiac arrest requiring ECMO.
Pulmonary embolism. Died. These lives mattered. This is the data that they are trying to hide from you. Folks, you have to tell your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your family, your acquaintances, the guy down the street, your church congregation. You have to grab a hold of them and shake them and wake them up. Because the mainstream media is hiding this stuff. They are criminals. These people at Twitter, these people at Facebook, these people at Instagram, these people at YouTube, these people at Google, they are all criminals. They are part of the plan. They are part of the plan of depopulation. They are all paid by the Rothschilds. They are paid by George Soros. They are compensated. They do backroom deals. They protect each other in pedophilia. They are all sick. And they don't care about VAERS ID 1243516-1. They don't care about her. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about you. They care about power, money, and control. The globalists have been identified and we know their plan. We expose them right here every single day. But yet they get more and more hungry for power. They manipulate us through fear to gain compliance and drain the pocketbooks of the middle class. They try to crush the backbone of our economy. They step on our way of living. They close our small businesses. They steal our individual liberties, our freedom, our faith, and now trying to destroy the nuclear family structure. They attack our values. They diminish our will. They try to cancel our votes.
They burn our neighborhoods to the ground, and like the tyrants of our global history, they strive every day to rule in a dictatorial manner, gaining more and more subservience from a once free people. But not anymore. The Great Awakening is spreading across the country and throughout the world. Americans and freedom-loving citizens of every country on the planet embrace the human race as brothers and sisters in this final battle of good versus evil, and our voices will be heard. The power that we hold against these monsters, against these tyrants, is growing exponentially, and the lions will rise up in the end. We will step on these snakes. We will crush and destroy their plans of destruction and walk to the light of prosperity and freedom. Step on the snakes. The puppet, Sleepy Joe Biden. The installed terrorist, Soros-planted Barack Hussein Obama. Nancy Pelosi. The Clinton crime family. The power-hungry trolls, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. We know they are liars. We have proven that they're cheats. They have tried to poison the American dream. But now you can step on them with these exclusive socks. These 100% cotton, high-quality, patriotic, red, white, and blue comfortable foot huggers are certain to be a conversation piece. And let these criminals know that you're not a sheep, and they will not see victory. Three pairs for only $17.76 when you order at steponsocks.com. Step on Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Clinton, Fauci, and Gates. We were born free, and we will live free. Order yours now at steponsocks.com. Just $17.76 for three pairs of powerful, bold statements that empower you to feel good all day long. Go to steponsocks.com right now and secure your shipment. They make a great gift idea, and you'll drive the radicals absolutely nuts when they see you walking all over their puppet masters. Don't miss out on the $17.76 sale. Go right now to steponsocks.com. That's steponsocks.com. I'm sorry, because I know that when you watch a show like this, your heart rate might go up a little bit. There's anxiety and stress that's associated with the everyday life, with what we're seeing every day. The reality that we're actually living in can cause the uptick in stress and anxiety. You can deal with it holistically and naturally by using CBD. Now, 50% off right now, 50, that's 50. 50% off every single product site-wide when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com and you deal with a veteran-owned company called Verve Forever for your CBD. The highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. Just got even more affordable, 50% off. I am a customer of Verve Forever. I use the products. I use the pain cream and I use the oils. Now, if you have arthritis, maybe you have joint pain, ligament pain, muscle pain, maybe you deal with migraine headaches or something as simple as allergies. I bet you didn't know that, yes, CBD can help you with all of these things, and it's holistic and natural. You don't have to go to the doctor and get this prescription for some chemical that they're quick to shove down your throat. You don't know what's in it. You get addicted to these things. No, no pain pills, none of that stuff. Folks, I'm telling you, it is a miracle. It will positively impact you. I swear it will. I promise. On everything holy to me, I am giving you a 100% real testimonial that I do business with Verve Forever. I'm happy with it, and I'm telling you it works. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and use the promo code VET50. That's VET as in veteran. VET50, VET50 for 50% off site-wide when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, breaking news last evening out of Minneapolis, Derek Chauvin's attorneys have officially filed for a new trial in the murder case of the career criminal, home-invading, violent thug called George Floyd, who, according to medical examiners, ingested three times the lethal amount of fentanyl prior to having contact with Minneapolis police last summer. Floyd's death, as you are well aware, led to the destruction of many cities, including Minneapolis. These democratically controlled cities burned to the ground all over the nation, leading to only a handful of arrests, while progressive radicals like Kamala Harris promoted bail funds for the terrorists involved, which then secured their immediate release from custody. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark joins us now. Get his book, by the way, Cop Under Fire. Follow him on Parler at Sheriff Clark. Sheriff, this can't surprise you. You've made this prediction from the beginning. Your thoughts?
It doesn't surprise me at all. These were some of my fears going into this trial. And it was that Derek Chauvin, I don't care what people think in terms of what he's alleged to have done, now convicted, he still enjoys a Sixth Amendment right to a trial by an impartial jury. And the fact that one of these jurors, it's now learned, attended a Black Lives Matter rally prior to this trial taking place is a huge issue, and it's a huge problem. This juror should have disclosed that during what's called voir dire, where the jurors are interviewed to find any biases or things like that. The jurors have an obligation to disclose this sort of information. This is done under oath, and apparently that did not happen here. But now with this appeal, here's how this works. It has to start in the Minnesota State of Appeals Court. It'll go there. If they don't get, if Chauvin doesn't get remedy there, then he can go to the Minnesota State Supreme Court. But the introduction of this appeal based on a Sixth Amendment right violation makes it a federal issue. His federal right to a fair trial was violated here. You put that in context with the fact that the judge should have sequestered this jury, and he did not. You know, those are the federal issues here that I think lead to a miscarriage of justice, if you will. I think it's that serious. Like I said, I don't care what people think about what Chauvin may have done. We're still entitled to a fair trial by an impartial jury in the United States of America. And we cannot allow a mob to intimidate a jury into a particular outcome that is a very slippery slope. And that's what we're dealing with here. So it'll have to play out. But I would suggest, or I would hope, that the attorney asked that Derek Chauvin be released pending an appeal. He was not in custody prior to his conviction. I think that should happen here. This is a miscarriage of justice if it does not happen. So we have a long way to go, but I'm not surprised by this at all.
Not only did this guy appear at a Black Lives Matter rally, not only was he wearing a BLM shirt, but he claimed that he had no knowledge of the civil case involving Derek Chauvin from the Floyd family, who were granted $27 million prior to any criminal conviction, which also had to influence the unsequestered jury, along with the inflammatory, provoking, insurrectionist-type comments from Maxine Waters, a California representative, by the way, on the ground here in Minneapolis, telling people to become, quote, more confrontational. There was a female juror who said that she was scared about rioting and burning because the mob had already proven that what they were capable of here in Minneapolis, and then, of course, around the country, as they destroyed neighborhoods, burned down staple corner store businesses, assaulted people, held people captive in their alleys, targeted and assassinated law enforcement officers just for wearing the uniform. This guy also, not only that, he claimed he had no knowledge of this, but was wearing a shirt that said, "Get your knees off our necks." Well, knee on the neck is specifically relating to the encounter between Derek Chauvin and George Floyd on the streets of Minneapolis. So he lied. Could there be any criminal charges that this juror could face as a falling out of this?
Yes, there could. False swearing is one. Obstruction is another. I think that should be looked at as well. Look, we have to be very protective of our system of justice here in the United States. It's the best in the world. But you know what? It could be taken away very quickly with corruption. And when you see this sort of thing seep into it, look, I said from the beginning, Stu, and you know this, that it was going to be very difficult to find a totally impartial jury with all of the pretrial publicity in this case. But that's why the jury should have been sequestered. And that did not happen. I think the judge realized he made that error when Maxine Waters stepped into it. And he put on the record, he said this on the record, that it could be the basis of vacating any guilty verdict here. This is true. Now, the thing that people need to keep in mind here is that the appeals process, they will not look at evidence. They will only look at matters of law. They will not retry the case in an appeals court. They will not look at testimony and things like that. Those are matters of fact. You mentioned something about the medical examiner report. The appeals court will not look at that, only matters of law that there may have been an error in. So if a judge made a motion during the trial, you can appeal on a motion that he made it because that's a matter of law. Also, the fact that he didn't sequester the jury is a matter of law. So in appeals court, only matters of law. But the fact that a Sixth Amendment violation is introduced here, that is a matter of law for an appeals court to look at. And if you don't find your remedy, and you have to exhaust them in the state of Minnesota first, it's the state court. But if you don't get a remedy there, then you go over to federal court and file a civil rights or a constitutional violation.
I know you got to get going. So just a final comment here. So if Chauvin does get justice in Minnesota, in other words, if it is ruled by a matter of law that his rights were infringed upon, that he did not receive a fair trial, that his Sixth Amendment right specifically was violated, what could happen? What would the fallout be there? What would the end result be?
Well, he'd get a new trial. But that's why I said if that happens, we got a long way to go here. I think he should be released pending his appeal. That's a matter for the appeals court to take up. But this is serious stuff here. got a long way to go. I want our justice system protected. I don't care what the criminal. I've been dealing with some of the most heinous criminal defendants in my career as a homicide detective for the Milwaukee Police Department. Doesn't matter. They're still entitled to a fair trial, and they have constitutional protections. I want our justice system protection. That's what wins out here.
Absolutely. Get his book, Cop Under Fire. Find him at americassheriff.com. Follow him in Parler at Sheriff Clark. Sheriff Clark, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you making the time.
My pleasure, Stu.
Everybody that advertises on this program is an America First patriot. They are conservatives. They love our republic. They are God-fearing Christians. They love their families, and they put our republic only second to God, but above everything else. And that is because they care about you, their brothers and sisters, and we are happy to have them here. I thank God every single day that I didn't sell out, chase the fast money, go with a big broadcast network, be heard by millions of people instantly, and then be watered down in my narrative and be forced to sell products for people that back the CCP. Or are backed by the CCP. Instead, we have God-fearing America First patriots like Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. They are the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. The title sponsor, the program is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, and we really appreciate them being here because I feel very comfortable sending you to Cortez Wealth Management. We're talking about your finances here. I mean, this is what you get up every morning, you go to work, you bust your ass Monday through Friday for a whole career, hope to retire someday and have something left. It's up to an independent fiduciary to make sure that that happens for you. You cannot continue to deal with these franchises. All right. I don't want to bash anybody, so I'm not going to name names, but you know, the ones that you think of when you think of financial investments or advisors, right? These are the people that you should run away from right now. These big cornerstone ones that advertise all over the place. They have the big, huge buildings in downtown Minneapolis or wherever you are. The big names that you see all over advertising, spending billions of dollars to put themselves in front of you. They can do that because they're ripping you off. They can do that because they're backed by the CCP. They can do that because they are establishment rules and manipulated by Wall Street, but not an independent fiduciary who only does well if you do well. Call Carlos Cortez today in his office, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime. Home of the America First Retirement Plan is Cortez Wealth Management. You can find him 24 hours worldwide at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Well, according to the regime-backed CCP-influenced propaganda and indoctrination machine known as CBS News, births in the United States have fallen to a 40-year low. That's according to the medical misinformation government agency known as the CDC. Deanna Lorraine joins us today. She joins us every day for Shots Fired on the Stu Peters Show. But before you get into this, Deanna, I have to address this pink elephant in the room. So you were attacked last evening by this radical left wing nut insurrectionist sympathizer group called Right Wing Watch. I've never heard of them before. But last evening, they attacked you. They published that when you referred on this show to the push for this experimental mRNA injection that's causing documented miscarriages, abnormal vaginal bleeding, menopausal women are reporting getting periods, women are bleeding from their eyes, teenage kids, for crying out loud, are dying of heart attacks, and so on. You rightly compared this jab to the Holocaust. You said it's the work of Satan. The group then, of course, felt that their need to be the attention whores that they are. They referred to you as a, quote, QAnon conspiracy theorist. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to address that.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Right Wing Watch has been hot on my trail since about a year ago when I started running my campaign against Nancy Pelosi. So they came out of the woodwork and they started following me. And you know what? You have to take it as a badge of honor, because when they're stalking you and they're lingering and lurking on your YouTube lives every day and your live streams every day, all just to write something hot off the press about you, you got to just take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because there they are. And you're also giving them a little bit too much credit. I'm pretty sure it's just like a 45-year-old man living in his mommy's basement that's writing this up every day and stalking people like us, calling us QAnon-tards. That's pretty much what this is.
Yeah.
And of course, they target, this is the same people, Media Matters. You know, these are Soros-owned, Chinese-owned, turds, basically, that just go out and they smear people. It's one big smear operation.
Well, when this guy paused his video game or had to change remotes, maybe change his diaper after urinating himself on the couch, he also called me an anti-vaxxer. I mean, this is completely false. It's totally slanderous and defamatory. I'm not at all an anti-vaxxer. I've received all of the approved vaccinations as a child. All three of my kids are vaccinated. There could be nothing further from the truth. But the fact that I question this unapproved gene therapy that's being falsely labeled as a, quote, vaccine has now given these progressive radical communists like free reins to lie about me or you or anybody, apparently. But I'm sure that their speech, it won't be fact-checked or censored. That's limited only to independent thinkers with a cognitive ability to reason for themselves. And so I'm sure that they'll receive some sort of an award or something for their truthless hit jobs as they try to stay relevant in a post-journalistic world that's completely void of any integrity whatsoever. But anyways, we're giving these people too much attention. The number of births, as reported by the misinformation, disinformation, propaganda spreading CDC, fell another 4% in 2020, dropping to the lowest level since 1979. To this you say what?
Right. It's actually pretty sad. So, and it's all over the news. It's saying, oh my God, this is the lowest birth rate since 1979. It's dropped 4% in just last year. That's huge. That's unheard of to drop that much in just a single year. And of course, they're saying that it's going to be even worse next year. It's going to drop even lower. And they're speculating, oh my God, why? How is it possible that the birth rate can drop? This is so confusing and perplexing. It's not confusing and perplexing. Just look at the media. Just look at this communist propaganda that they're shoving down us and our kids' throat every single day. Just look at the legislation trying to change little kids, little boys into girls and girls into boys, and all this transgender. You know, half of this younger generation, identifies as LGBTQIAYZ.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Half of that younger generation, are you kidding me? Okay, that's not making babies. When you sterilize young children by giving them cross-sex hormones and having them have sex jobs, you are sterilizing them. Those kids growing up aren't going to have babies. When you push people into lockdown and into quarantine and you make sure that they can't go on dates, that they can't go and meet people, that they can't go in social because they have to go social distancing and wear friggin' masks to cover their faces. And then you're telling them that they have to wear a mask during sex and during kissing. I'm sorry, but these people aren't going to be having babies. These people aren't going to be reproducing. And when you're driving up the divorce rate and you're driving up the domestic violence rate, which has been happening in the last year astronomically because of these unheard of, unprecedented lockdowns, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a brain buster by any means. I mean, this isn't like, you know, Bill Nye, the science guy, trying to figure out the denominator. You know, this is like right out in front of you. Not to mention the fact that you're now injecting women with something that's killing their babies. These are women these are women that haven't been influenced by these left-wing progressive radical communist Marxists into going and having the government pay for them to kill their baby and have an abortion in these democratically controlled impoverished ghettos in America where the black, you know, murder of babies is just skyrocketing and the government's going to pay for it with your money. While they talk them into aborting their unplanned pregnancies. But now those who actually want to reproduce are unable to do so because of the government pushing this gene therapy known as this mRNA injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine, which is causing infertility, and it's also causing an unprecedented spike in miscarriages. Duh.
Right. Exactly. It's like, yeah, this isn't really rocket science here. You just put the pieces together if you know how to put the pieces together. But the problem is most people don't know how to critically think anymore. They just look at the news and what they tell them or these scientists, and they trust science over their own damn intuition, their own gut. And that's exactly what right wing tried to smear me with, saying, oh my gosh, it's so bizarre that she's telling people that people are trusting science instead of their own gut. But that's true. I come over post after post after post of people questioning themselves, as they should, questioning the vaccine, knowing their gut is telling them not to take that dose or that second dose because they've had horrific side effects. But there goes Fauci coming on the screen telling them to make sure that they get their second dose.
We used jokingly refer to this as the nanny state. Like this was a phrase that was coined as kind of a sarcastic joke, right? This is 100% real now. It's no longer fringe. This is reality. This is a real nanny state. Like grown adults have to turn on Jimmy Kimmel, use their remote to listen to, you know, LeBron James to decide this morning, what I'm going to wear, is the world racist? How are we ever going to survive without the vaccine? Should I get two of them? How many masks should I wear today, doctor? I mean, this is insane that people cannot just go, who stands to gain what? Who's enriching themselves while I lose all of my individual liberties and freedom? Who's behind all of this? I mean, you're right. It's not rocket scientist. You hit the nail right on the head. And furthermore, I think you are right when you say that this is the work of Satan.
It is, because guess what? First of all, if they can't get you with abortion, then they're going to get you with these vaccines that are causing spontaneous abortions and causing spontaneous miscarriages where people have, women have never had miscarriages before. It's causing menopause in women in their 30s, for God's sakes. Okay, this is a vaccine that is designed to attack the women's reproductive system. And I've also heard of men complaining too with their sexual reproductive system. Something's going on there. But besides from all that, what is Marxism? What is Marxism? And what is, you know, Satan? Satan is the father of lies, which we know that. And Marxism is teaching us lies. It is one giant lie designed to subvert Western values. It's designed to destroy the traditional nuclear family, where there's a man and a woman and children, and they stay together for life. It is designed to attack that.
It's all of that, and then you can even add more. It's like a cocktail of bad shit, right?
And
you could add like Sharia law to this, where they do like genital mutilation, right? Because women are for reproduction only. This is that without saying it, because they know that women would never go for that here.
Exactly. It's deception. It's deception. It's propaganda. And they want to remove God from the family, remove God from our conversations.
That's
because
right.
If you don't have a moral compass and you're trained to believe in moral relativity instead of a moral compass, if you don't have a strong family unit or your family is in shambles, and if you're changing into a man or a woman, you're gonna not know what's right and wrong in the world, and you're not gonna be a strong person. And strong families create strong nations, right? Strong men, strong women create strong families, which create strong nations. But if you're a weak person who doesn't have a sense of self, and you're shooting all these drugs up in you, in vaccines, so it's gonna give you a brain fog and have you lose mental control. And then you're using cross-sex hormones, you're having abortions, you believe in moral relativity instead of morality, and you have no sense of what God is, that's going to lead to a weak nation, and that's exactly why we are where we are right now. And they know it. The elite know this. It's all part of the big master plan. When they send out these articles saying, oh no, why is the birth rate lower this year? How bizarre. It's going to continue down this trend. They're laughing about it. They're eating popcorn. They're drinking champagne. They're toasting because this is a big accomplishment for them. This all goes to the population control agenda, and it's working perfectly for them. It's exactly accomplishing their goals, Stu. Shots fired.
Biden's tax plan, I'm telling you, is going to cripple the middle class. Listen, we've been sounding the alarm here on the Stu Peters Show back when it was patriotically correct, all the way starting in June of last year when he promised everybody. He was on the campaign trail. Remember, we're only going to tax the rich. BS. Total lie. It's going to affect you. It's going to cripple you. We're going to tell you how next. But right now, if you want to step on these globalists, if you want to step on the snakes, you can do it now thanks to our new sponsor over at steponsocks.com. Make sure to get over there right now. Steponsocks.com. Three pairs of Patriot-designed socks that will allow you. Look at these things. These are awesome. 100% cotton, Patriot designed. You were born free. You should live free. Walk around stepping on these snakes all day long. Go to steponsocks.com right now. $17.76 for three pairs when you go to steponsocks.com. Go to steponsocks.com. That's steponsocks.com. Well, Biden's proposed tax rules are absolutely going to crush the middle class. We warned you about this. We talked about it ad nauseum. We were tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists for saying that he was going to stomp all over you, despite his campaign promises to only increase taxes on anyone making over $400,000 per year. His corporate taxes will paralyze everyday ordinary Americans as the cost of goods will drastically increase. They're not going to absorb these increased taxes. Building materials, refined fuel, household essentials, cleaning supplies, and ass wipe will no doubt skyrocket. But have you thought about your investments, your inheritance?
Biden's proposed tax rule could seize billions from estates at inheritance. Here to talk about this disgusting financial takeover is Carlos Cortez Jr. He is the CEO and independent fiduciary at Cortez Wealth Management and a Stu Peters Show contributor. Carlos, how will the closing of these loopholes cripple the economy and crush me as a middle-class American?
Hey, thanks, Stu, for having me. Yeah. You know, it's really sad. They always say, these politicians, they get on their campaign trails and they say, hey, we're not going to tax the middle class. We're not going to tax the poor. And you know, we're going to be very, very fair and it's going to trickle down. But then what seriously happens is they do tax the hardworking blue collar American. And I'm just sick of the lies.
Every single time they do it. And there's not one tax that they will roll out that ever has a sunset either. Once there's a tax out here, it never goes away. They just pile more and more and more of them on, just like laws. They make laws all over the place, enforcing them something totally different. And then they decide who they're going to enforce them on, rules for thee, not for me, all these other things. So,
So currently we have 11.7 million is our estate tax right now. And if you go over 11.7 million, if you're single, it's 40% estate tax currently, which is due to fall off in 2025. So there has to be a revision coming up. But of course, Biden wants to hurry up and increase that. So for married couples, it's 23.4. What people don't realize is it's actually pretty easy to get to those levels. Because what federal estate taxes do mandate is they mandate life insurance to be calculated in that estate tax. So if you own a small business and maybe that business is worth $4 or $5 million and mom and dad died in a car accident and they had $3 or $4 million personal, and then they had key person insurance, which is a very common practice for business owners where they, if a partner dies, there's a life policy to cover their portion of their capital investment. So now you're already at, you know, 11 point, you know, you're at 12, 13 million. So 2 or 3 million will be taxed at 40%. So everyone says, oh, I don't have to worry about it. That's only for the rich. Well, Biden and his knucklehead self wants to reduce it, I believe, to 5 and 10. So 5 million for individual, 10 million for the married couple. And it will still be at a 40% tax rate. Now, word is that he could increase the 40% to 49%. We don't know. It's Congress. But what people are not talking about, Stu, is the tax trap that's going on right now with Social Security. If you make over $19,320 and you're before full retirement age and you're working and collecting, you will have to pay a 50% penalty. 50%. I didn't stutter when I said that. 50.
Wow.
Now, if you're full retirement age, if full retirement age, the number is, oh man, I'm drawing a brain fart. 19,320 if you're pre-retiree. No, $50,000. If you're working and collecting, if you make over $50,000 while you're retiring and collecting Social Security, you will be penalized 33% over that $50,000. So it's worth waiting. It is worth waiting to full retirement age to retire. But
and
there's
who's
a lot
not
of
making those kinds of amounts. If anybody is making this new $15 minimum wage, you're making over that $19,000. So this includes everybody.
Yeah,
and everybody
and
is going to pay absolutely dearly for these horrific tax rules that Biden is coming out with.
We sounded the alarms too. I mean, this is what America voted for.
I know.
We saw this coming.
We did. We've been telling people.
We saw this coming.
Yep. Since June of last year when we came on Patriotically Correct and now the Stu Peters Show. Yep. We've been warning. Carlos Cortez, he is going to look into all of this and he will help to make some sense out of it for you financially if you are planning to kick your feet up someday, if you need some help, if you are dealing with a pro-Biden advisor, if you're dealing with a big franchise or a corporation, big corporate bank that's backed by the CCP, that's influenced by these Wall Street gangsters, by the Biden regime. You need an independent fiduciary, a God-fearing patriot like Carlos Cortez. Cortez Wealth Management, home of the retirement plan that puts America first. That's why they call it the America First Retirement Plan. We put America first here as well, which is why Cortez Wealth Management is the premier sponsor on the Stu Peters Show. Visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you, Stu. Thanks.
Folks, all of the things that we talk about here are the truth. We try to get to the bottom of the truth in every single topic that we address. My proton mail has been blowing up, and I love it. I read every single one of the emails. If it takes me a little while to get back to you, or if I don't get back to you at all, that does not mean that I'm not reading your emails. I swear, every single one of them. I also listen to every single voicemail that's left for me. I love hearing your voice. You can call me anytime at 877-45-WARRIOR or hit me up in my secure encrypted email, stupeters@protonmail.com. Remember that the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Don't use any other newspaper. Don't use any other news source. None of these other so-called reports or tickers that you see every day. They're all full of fake news. You can always count on truthful investigative reporting and real headlines for the hidden headlines. Also, you will find all of that at redvoicemedia.com. Don't forget that I'm on Twitter hanging out at Real Stu Peters if I don't get banned today. I'm also on Facebook, The Stu Peters Show. I just got off of a suspension over there. Let's see. I'm on Parler at Real Stu Peters. I'm in Telegram, t.me/StuPeters. I'm on Gab at Real Stu Peters as well. There is no excuse to not find truthful content and make sure that you share it with a friend, okay? Please share it with a friend. We appreciate all of your insight and feedback, so make sure that you hit me up anytime in my inbox, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com, or call me directly, 877-45-WARRIOR. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, folks, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save them!